Yo, you know what this is, man. We back. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. We winding down, cuz.
Uh-huh.
We winding down. End of season two.
Yeah.
It's coming up, man. I think this is episode 16.
Give or take a couple.
You know, working. Hey, man.
16,
bro. Like,
we on it.
We go to like 19, 20.
Yeah.
Cut it. So, you know what I mean? But, you know, we couldn't end. We ain't ending no season off. How could we end the season off? You know, and not have Sonny in the building, man.
Hey,
the fire stick guy, man.
Hey.
I gotta say, the fire stick guy, man. Come on.
How y'all doing?
Grand Central
Station.
That's it.
You understand, right? Grand Central Station, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Sonny, where we from? A movement, a shaker, man. If you know Sonny, then you're going to have a bright day. His name goes along with his character and personality, you know what I mean? Great dude, man, you know what I mean? So, hey, cuz, what brings you here, man? What brings you here to link in with us?
I came here, I bought you guys some samples, some smell goods and stuff.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Bought you some samples and stuff. And then I came to promote this all-white extravaganza I know y'all been hearing about.
Oh, so, yeah. Hey, man, they say the city talking about that.
Yeah.
They are.
They say the city talking about this one.
They definitely are. Yo. And that's the point. We want to do something for y'all to be able to have real adult fun. No, you know what I'm saying, shenanigans. Come out, look nice, dress nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I like that. So when you say look nice, dress like, you mean like put that shit on, right?
Yeah. Put it on. I mean, honestly, it's all white. It's grown and sexy. Yeah. But as long as you got on white, it's clean. I'm not going... You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't have no suit on. You can't. Nah, we're not going to do you like that. But just come dressed like you.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, like you know. Like it.
Hey, but we're going to get right into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well,
Who is the fire stick guy? It's
Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
Right. Look, Sonny. Just like you said, man, I've been selling oils. I've been selling fire sticks. I mean, if you know me, it's probably because you've bought something from me before. So, I mean, basically, just a hustler. That's it.
Hustler. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
Y'all know.
So what kind of services do you provide?
Well, actually, I do the fire sticks. With the fire sticks, I can, you know, I hook you up.
Yeah.
We just put it like that. I hook you up.
Yeah.
I do reprogramming. I sell, you know, new... With the programming already on it, just depends on what you want.
Uh-huh.
And then we do the oils and stuff, lotions.
Smell good as hell.
Look, the sprays, all of that stuff. You know, you can do a body butter, you can do a salt scrub, whatever. So yeah, just
is that with Keisha?
Just trying to keep you. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all see me, I'm shining. You see, I'm shining.
Y'all see that, right?
Hey,
how about hey, man, look, they a one-stop shop with these two, man. I swear to God, because you're going to get some butters that's going to have you smelling like a damn rose, you understand me? You're going to get this Grand Central Station scent. Man, if y'all can smell this shit right now, boy, I'm trying to tell you.
Whatever you need as far as, like, health and beauty, body, you know what I'm saying, beard oils, all of that good stuff, we got you. Just contact
us. Hey, what inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
I ain't want to work for nobody. I mean, that's
real shit.
That's real.
That's pretty much why anybody wants to be an entrepreneur. They don't want to work for nobody else.
Yeah.
So I just felt like I had more to offer for myself than me just giving it away basically to somebody else.
Yeah.
So
that's
why I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
That's dope, man. I think, I think that shit's hella dope that you and, you know, yourself and Keisha both are like doing things within the community, the black communities, just helping with skin and trying to get motherfuckers to smell good. And you know, you're really technically smart as hell too. Like technology, very like he own it. So definitely like the shit that you're doing is some major shit, like an all around hustler.
Because
like you said, that's the only way you know him. He hustled, he sold you something.
Yeah.
Dead ass, man. Dead ass, I rock with Sonny.
What are some of the challenges that you have faced being an entrepreneur?
Well, the main thing is just keep going. Ooh. Don't stop. I mean, honestly, don't stop, because if you have a bad day at work today, you're not going to quit your job tomorrow.
No.
You're going to talk about it. You're going to go home. You're going to soak. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm going to say, I hate this motherfucker.
But you're going to get right up tomorrow, and you're going to go right back to work. Definitely. So that's the main thing, is just keep that same attitude. If you can do it for them at 40 hours a week, you can do it for you for 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think that people are so... I'm asking you, as an entrepreneur. People are so... We're so used to the norm.
Yeah.
Go to school, graduate school, go work for a motherfucker.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like... In school, have you noticed they never told us one time to go work for yourself?
I ain't never heard.
So go ahead.
From the time that we all came from, people could go and they could get a job, and then they could work and they could provide and support, you know, their family with just a job. And then people started going to college and getting these degrees and stuff and doing that with the degrees. But from the time we were in high school to even say now, all of that has really changed. Yeah. It's more of like do a trade or start your own business or things of that nature, to where we didn't have those lessons when we were, you know what I'm saying?
I can't remember one time where they told,
y'all can go do this for yourself. If you do this, you can get a grant or none of that.
And it was just like, go to school, get good grades, fill out these applications.
So you can go to college to go get a good job.
And then that was what it was.
Nobody taught nobody to be an entrepreneur, an independent person. Like the pandemic did that.
Yeah.
The pandemic brought out so many hustlers.
Because it was people before had a fear of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
When the pandemic hit, people had a fear of, well, me getting up every day and going to work is all I know.
Yeah.
So now that I can't get up and go to work, what I'm going to do.
I got to do something.
So people had that fear of, well, what am I going to do? And that motivated them to start businesses, especially here in Martin's. I mean, you can't throw a rock without hitting somebody's business.
I'm telling you what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's a great thing, because it took something like the pandemic to actually motivate a lot of people to not be scared and really get out there.
You know how many smart people live in the 276, like, for years. Like, I think about this shit. I'm glad we're talking about this. Because for years, man, motherfuckers just talk shit about Martinsville, Henry County.
Yeah.
It's whack as hell. There's nothing here. There's none of that. We know that this shit is not, like, popping like that. Okay.
Yeah.
But we still stayed here and stayed down. And now we actually get to watch this bitch grow.
And honestly, that's...
So many people left. And they coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you don't know. Man, it's so many people, talented people that have created businesses. That is just like, this show right here has highlighted that. Like, we've had how many guests?
Right.
This shit is right from here in our city, man. Yeah. Right. Come on, man. Like, we are the shit. Not to be slept on no more. Right. I ain't taking no more disrespect. Nobody talking shit about our city. Yeah, it's small.
Yeah,
it ain't shit to do. But guess what? This motherfucker home.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, honestly, that's why we wanted to do the party. We're doing the party to, you know, promote, you know, our products and stuff like that. But got tired of going here and going there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, we can't ever come up as a community if every time we get money, we go and we take it somewhere else and spend it.
Yeah.
So we needed to have something here to where we can say this is our own. And to be honest, I mean, I got people from Greensboro, Winston, you know, Roanoke, all those people talking about coming.
Surrounding areas.
To the party, so they come in here. So that needs to be a lesson to everybody in Martinsville. We don't have to go here and there and womp. If it's not in Martinsville, you bring it to Martinsville.
Bring it to
you do it yourself and make it a thing to where we got it here and we don't have to go there. And then them people, they will come here to take advantage of it.
You ain't lying, son. You ain't lying.
You know what it is, too? Like,
nobody has that much pride like we have pride in our city. Like, that's what I fucking... What he said is exactly what we mean. Bring it here.
But you know, what I was trying to say is Houston, Texas is like Danville, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Roanoke. Yeah. That's how big Houston, Texas is. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I mean, Roanoke, Winston, Greensboro, that is our community too.
The triangle.
Yeah, it's our community. That's what Atlanta is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a bigger community. We just have to branch out and stop trying to be small-minded.
There you go.
You know?
Talk that shit.
But I would also like to know, what kind of advice would you give that scared entrepreneur who want to do it, but scared to jump out there? You know what I'm saying? In the water. Because you can't swim unless you jump in the water.
Well, anybody that's ever worked with me or around me or anything like that, you know, it's like I'm Mr. Quit Your Job. Because I'll tell you.
I like that.
What did they say, Mr. Quit Your Job?
Like, quit your job.
Quit your job, like,
because it's the thing, man. You get up every day and, you know, it's raining, it's cold, it's snow, it's hot, whatever it is, whatever situations or circumstances you got to go through to get to work, but you do. You get up every day, you do it, no problem, no issue. You might talk while you turning the shower one on, you getting up to go ahead and do it. You have to have that same attitude and that same mindset when it comes to your own business, your own hustle, or whatever, because you're going to get up for 40 hours a week, and you're going to go and give it to these people in the rain, in the cold, dangerous conditions, it's hot, your kids at home sick, but you still got to go to work. You're going to give these people, you're dedicated to this job. Use that same dedication and dedicate it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? It'll pay off more.
So, I think how corporate jobs are structured, I think us as people, we don't structure ours like that.
Yeah.
I don't need him. I don't need her. You do.
We do. We need a team. You
can't
do shit
without a team.
You gotta have a team.
You try to do it all for yourself, but you didn't forget this. You didn't forget that. And you know, if we work together, teamwork make the dream work.
Come on, man.
And this is the thing.
Talk that shit.
Martinsville is so small, it's no reason why we shouldn't all... We all know each other. We all grew up together. All of our... This my family, that's your family, they fam, all of that, we all know each other. We should be working together in this small community to make sure everybody's stuff blow up.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm with you. We about to end it off right here, but I want you to let these people know about the all-white extravaganza.
Alright, so Saturday, July 3rd, from 1 to 7 p.m., it's going to be all-white extravaganza. I mean, we're doing, you know, giveaways, so we got, you know, stuff. As soon as you come in the door, you're getting samples and stuff as soon as you come in the door. We got VIP food, drinks. We're going to have the famous Bobby Blue is the MC.
Oh,
you know what
shout
I'm
out Bobby Blue.
Hey, the Fat Nasty on the ones and twos.
Shout
glad
out
to
Fat
see
Nasty.
You back, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be lit. It's not too far. You know, it's really right down the street from anywhere in Martinsville. But just something grown and sexy. We wanted to, you know, be able to promote our business, and we're also going to have time there in the party. We're going to take a moment so all the party patrons that are business owners and stuff like that, they'll actually have an opportunity to shout their stuff out too.
That's
so it's not just all about us. We kind of want to make it a thing where everybody can feel like, you know what, I went, I got this, I got that. You know, I had an opportunity to make some connects, like a networking event. We're going to do... we're giving away like a fire stick, you know, so we're going to have a raffle for a fire stick.
Okay.
We're going to have a 50-50 raffle. We're giving away, like I said, it's not just about our business, it's about the community. So we're giving away like gift cards, merchandise, you know, discounts, stuff like that. To local businesses in the area that have donated, you know, those things. We're going to have a mega basket with, you know, butters, scrubs.
Yeah!
All the oils, lotions, sprays, the whole nine. So, I mean, we just really want to
turn your city up.
Give them something to do, and like, let's have fun from 1 to 7.
And where is this going to be? And what, you know, where and it's, when?
If you can remember the address.
Yeah.
You can remember the address.
Look, don't worry about that.
We're going to have it up there.
We'll put it up there. But, I mean, basically, it's in Figsboro. Basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, not too far, you know, but
that far
enough to where you can get out there and you can have fun. You don't got to worry about nothing. So,
Sheree, do you have any questions for me?
Ask me. Hey, look, now it's your chance. Did you smell that? Oh, you ain't smell
it. No, I did not smell it.
Work on that thing. Work on it. Right, work on it. And look, you got to save your cards.
I'm about ready to throw a bunch of this shit on.
Your name of each fragrance, right there on the card.
Hey, make sure you save it. Hey, guess what the name of mine is, y'all? Blue Seduction. 2-1. There you go.
I do like that. Like that? That is the Pink Sugar.
Hey. Sheesh. I like this,
man. I got the Red Rush and Invictus.
Hey, look, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check out my man, Sonny. How we get in touch with you on Facebook and all of that stuff?
Charlie Sunshine, the Fire Stick Guy, or Carlos Del Sol, CarlosDelSol.
Grand Central Station, Sense. This shit is all the way through the roof. The All White Extravaganza coming up next Saturday, July the 3rd. About to be a movie. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's go. Hey, yo! You know what this is? We back. Got the crew with us. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And we got sports with Mike and Quan. Give it up for our partners, man. My dog. Glad to see y'all, boy, man. Yeah. Like, I ain't seen y'all nigga about a month or something. Yeah. Mother Sunday.
Yeah. Look at Money Mitch back out.
Money Mike.
Paid in full.
Yeah. They got Quan in the back with the money.
Making up a master plan. It ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand.
We gonna jump right into it. What did y'all think about them Brooklyn Nets getting booted out in the playoffs? Woo. Did you cry?
That was crazy.
Or did you wipe your tears and take it like a man? What did you do?
I mean, it was really nothing.
Ah! Well, why are you so somber? Was his foot too big? Is that what you seen?
Was
his toe too long?
What I seen was no Kevin Durant. I mean, no Kyrie Irving and no James Harden and Kevin Durant. And I seen Kevin Durant basically come within a Miller step. Yeah. Of goddamn sending them boys packing.
But they said he had an oversized shoe on.
Yeah.
Boom! Kevin Durant. Oh, he wore a size small. Go ahead, Mikey, do what?
He wore a size bigger shoe on the court than
he can bring. He do.
Yeah.
If he would have had his regular shoe on, they would have won.
This nigga got a peg foot. Yeah.
You want to say right up to Giannis, he finally came to play in the playoffs.
Shout out to Giannis.
He put up 40 that game, too.
Yeah.
So he came to play, unlike the last couple of years.
I know Harden was sick. That shit was funny, that little joint where Giannis was shooting at the foul joint.
Yeah.
And he was.
Because he's going way past 10 and they don't call
him. Yeah.
Like, the truth be told, and you can tell, the NBA and the refs wanted the Milwaukee Bucks to win that series. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, like, I'm not gonna give you that, man. You lost. Bottom line, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you who lost it for y'all. That dude Joe Harris.
That motherfucker hit one.
He couldn't hit the side of the barn. He was wide open to
the
barn.
He's
in
the middle of
the land. Man, the barn ain't done with you, nigga.
I don't care what he's saying. I can tell you quite a change. You get paid to shoot 3-pointers.
You gotta hit them.
But at the end of the day, we can all watch a game, whether that man is supposed to make it or not. If they are not calling it down the middle and allowing Giannis to put his shoulder into people and take three steps.
That's a big nigga, boy.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, he already big enough and fast. You just let him bowl right by people. But again, they let him do it all the time. Because he basically like the new LeBron. So they just let him do what he want to do.
Damn,
you
know what
I'm saying?
Hey, what the fuck?
I mean, damn, I just got to keep it real.
Okay, what is Atlanta going to do tonight?
Hold on, Chris Middleton. You finally stepped up, though. You got to give Middleton his due.
You don't give Giannis his due?
A little bit.
He said a little bit.
A little bit. Cause,
man, you see what he does.
No, because he's trying. Because he putting his shoulder down and he walks in like, yeah. I mean, he's getting his stuff, and I am impressed that he was actually getting some jump shots.
Yeah.
But not to the level of Middleton.
He hit more jump shots than Joe Brick Hearns. Now, I tell you
what's
that.
What's his name? Joe Brick.
Joe Brick.
Because for real, he was the worst player on the Brooklyn Nets.
Shoot.
He was wide open.
From game
three to game seven, I don't know if he made 5 3-pointers and was wide open the whole time.
Do Giannis supposed to hit threes?
Giannis ain't supposed to take them.
Do Joe Harris supposed to hit threes? Guess what, Joe Hurt? That's his job.
That motherfucker. Hey,
that's all they paid for.
You're on your way to being re-assigned.
Yeah. So we're gonna jump into the series though. 2-1, Milwaukee. No, it's 1-1. But I'm calling it. That's what I'm calling.
What I saw was Friday night. They took Atlanta Soul Friday night. Ooh. They did. I mean, you could tell in Trae Young's face. He didn't know what hit him in the mouth. Mm. But that's what he get for shimmying out there and dancing.
Yeah. So what is that?
Ice traded game. Ice traded game.
Did he play third on Friday night?
He was out there.
Did he play?
He was out there, but look.
Wait a minute. I didn't think he was out there.
Milwaukee was the home team.
He won't out there.
And they had 1-1 going back to the 8th day.
I just asked, did he play?
Trae Young gonna be on the ass.
Did he play the other night?
Middleton ain't showed up against
him. I don't even give a damn about it. I want to see Trae Young do his thing.
I want all of them to do their thing.
Yeah.
But when you give somebody else the criticism, give your boy the same criticism too. Give him a shoot in his tail too. When he ain't do nothing. He was not
turning over.
He was on. I'm gonna tell you what he was doing. He was
turning it over.
Yeah. Drew Holiday got in his grill. In game two.
He was on the bench making a quilt. That's what he was doing.
And them
sewing one. Crocheting a quilt.
And them picks.
I love this shit.
Up and they were actually making
that's what
bad.
He was doing.
Two Holiday took game one personal.
Hey, look.
He should have.
That's what he did.
He got upset. I ain't see it. He got upset with that nigga.
Yeah.
He took it personal. My second game was in his jockstrap.
Because look, once he did, Giannis over there in the huddle. Like, you see me shimmy? What are you doing?
Damn.
Yeah,
so y'all got Atlanta winning tonight.
No, I got Milwaukee winning tonight.
I think it's gonna be 2-2 going back to Milwaukee. But I do think Milwaukee gonna win the series. But I'm pulling for Ice Trey.
Yeah, I'm pulling
for Ice Trey.
But you know I like Giannis too.
Yeah,
I like Giannis, man.
At the end of the day, I think Milwaukee's physicality is gonna wear him down.
And that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. I think that Milwaukee is a little bit more physical.
Yeah.
They need to
like Giannis, like I said, Giannis will put that fucking shoulder down. He hit you with the shoulder. Yeah. You're gonna think about it again and get the fuck out of his way.
And meanwhile, they play by the
and they gonna call the foul on you, so the next time you ain't gonna have
to go get the fuck out.
Hey, but Trae Young got quite a few of them calls in the first game.
Yeah, he did. He got his calls. He got his calls.
You mean Trae Young was putting his shoulder into people?
Yeah, he was doing that.
It don't look as dangerous because he's 5 foot.
He's dangerous.
Because he's 5'10", 165.
Cut that out.
And Giannis 6'10", 250.
And if he put his shoulder down, that is a clear offensive body movement.
Trae Young did the same thing, and he would get the foul called on the other one.
Because they was hitting him.
So good.
Hey, look, but we're going to shoot.
Because he was doing like this.
We're going to shoot.
He was pump faking and jumping to him. So it was still.
Pump faking jumping to Mike.
I can't. Now, those. We gotta do something about that.
The
pump fake and the shots and the spike.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All of that need to be.
Yeah,
like
that, that is a movie.
I don't give him no credit.
Harden is big for that.
He started it, but he mastered it. Yeah,
but now he had the house. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Soak his little thigh. He's gonna be ready for next year. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
He gets a little pass for his style, but he failed in the playoffs quite a few times in big games.
Yeah.
But that's what I was gonna say in game six, but
he did step out there though. He did.
I don't think he should have played that game six. They should have saved him for game seven. If you beat them, you take that and run with it because you're not supposed to beat them in Milwaukee. And with his hamstring, with you running him out there, I think that made him worse for the game seven.
He won't rest anyway, but he was and Kevin Durant did run out of gas. They had he was all they had. He was playing 50 minutes a game.
That motherfucker said, I can't do it all.
He was playing 50 minutes a game.
KD ass ain't no young nigga no more.
Hey, they better be glad he was tied up, because that ball was right on line.
Man, I know Brooklyn's sick behind this shit, though.
Let's shift gears to the other series. Do y'all feel like it's over? Phoenix got them in a stranglehold as far as the L.A. Clippers?
I don't feel like it's over, but I must say I am very, 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 very disappointed in Paul George.
Damn.
You ain't disappointed in Kawhi?
He's not there.
But that's what I'm saying.
He hurt.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we said. Do you think he should be playing? Or you think it's a major injury?
If he's sitting out of a conference finals, I assume it's a major injury, because why would he be out? Yeah. I can't hold that against the man, because if he was there, I know what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think it's a major, major injury. So y'all don't feel like the series is over?
I don't. I feel like the winner of game five is going to win the series.
Okay.
So if the Clippers somehow win game five, they're going to win game six. And then with that pressure on Phoenix back there for seven, they're going to beat them.
So y'all have who in the finals? Since we ain't going to be here the next 2 weeks, who y'all got in the finals? Who we going to be watching?
Phoenix in the Bucks.
Oh, Phoenix in the Bucks.
I got Milwaukee being there for sure. And okay. I got Milwaukee in Atlanta.
Okay. So
Can't do that.
Milwaukee and I don't know. I'm gonna say Milwaukee and damn.
You ain't got the two choices.
Milwaukee
Phoenix.
DeAndre Ayton's been a big problem for the Clippers.
Yeah. Okay.
He's been a big problem for the Clippers.
I don't know if they got it in them. I don't know if they got, like, this ain't 2019. I'd argue that shit. I don't know about this shit, though. It just might not be their time.
Clippers ain't got no ass for Aiden.
I'ma just go out and say, I doubt this happened, but I got the Hawks and the Clippers, and I'm putting it here now.
Woo.
Damn.
See, you got the red, though.
He big booling.
We're gonna shift gears. We're gonna throw it over to Fino.
Scott.
Cause we got the Olympics coming up, and we got some black girl
magic
going on in the Olympics.
We got a lot of black girl magic going on.
Hey, tell us about it.
Hey man, shout out to Gabby Thomas.
Oh yeah.
She just now won her event yesterday.
Qualified for the 200 meters.
For the 200 meter, there you go. You got to catch me on that.
Graduated from Harvard University. Yeah. So
graduated
from Harvard, man. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. We got Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah.
She's the next in the gonna be in this joint, man. Like, she ran a 10
10.75
in a 100 meter race, man.
But like, who's she going up against?
Long orange hair, tatted up, long nail like Cardi. You know what I mean? Young sister doing her thing. And then we got to round it out, we got Shelly and Frazier Price, man.
Yes, sir. And she ran 10.63.
So Sha'Carri, you got a problem on your hands, sister.
And what she got to do for you, though? She got to come out them gates.
If you don't bust out that gate, Sha'Carri,
you gonna have a problem.
Trying to tell you, hey, Shelly ain't gonna honk your ass down. It's a honk.
Because she's a two-time Olympic gold medalist and a four-time world champion.
Believe that. The Olympics start this summer, July the 23rd.
Yes.
And they end August the 8th, man. So you make sure y'all tap in for that and make sure you see all this black excellence and shit going on. So we got, like I said, we got Gabby Barnes, Sha'Carri Richardson, and Shelly Ann Frazier-Price.
And that is Black Girl Magic.
Black Girl Magic, man.
Anything you guys y'all want to add for the sports? Okay, we're going to wrap it up with that. Go ahead, Fino.
You already know what this is. This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, but this is what?
Sports with Mike and
Kwan.
Ah, let's go, man. Let's go. ELWRP shit.
Yeah.
What's the name? Put on a show.
Hey, yo, we back. And you had just now stepped into the speakers lounge,
that's
man.
Right.
Shout out to the whole crew, man. We got Kwan in the building.
Yes, sir.
We got Money Mike in the building with the bucket hat. Let's get it.
Yeah.
We got OG. We got OG Rook in the building, man. And you got myself. Feet on the G, man. So this speaker lounge, y'all, we finna talk about this Bow Wow and Soulja Boy versus.
Go ahead.
How you feel about this shit, Kwan?
I did not watch it. I'm not giving Soulja Boy no clout. He was part of messing up the rap game. He's a disgrace.
Hey, no. Hold up, Quan. I ain't gonna go with you on that one. Soulja Boy, that little bastard. I watched when he came out with them. You remember ringtones?
Yeah, he put the ringtone.
Hey, look, man, when that little bastard came out with that ringtone thing, he changed the game, like, with the internet shit, that whole internet shit. Everybody started doing ringtones.
Okay, that I must give him. But he still did more negative than he did positive. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like between him and Bow Wow, honestly, after I watched it, because I watched it this morning.
Yeah.
The nigga Bow Wow got plenty more fucking hits. Like, y'all, Bow Wow really was like that dude, man. Like a little Jackson.
That was Seattle with you.
Man, he got some shit with Beyonce.
Yeah. And because he was out in the time when, you know, real music around. I mean, you know, with some stuff.
He was on Snoop Dogg. In his first video.
Yeah, I think, yes, because Snoop introduced Bow Wow to the world.
Yeah.
He had him out there, but Jermaine Dupri really introduced him to the world. Yeah. So, yeah.
He was in there, What's My Name? Video, the little bitty boy, that was Bow Wow.
He said, I wanted to be a motherfucking gangster. Yeah, man. But the Versus joint, it just showed me, like, I felt like Quan.
Yeah.
I did, I felt like Quan. I was like, this is fucking Bow Wow. Yeah. This is fucking Soulja Boy. I ain't watching this shit.
Yeah.
But as I sat and watched it,
mm-hmm.
I said, damn, you really can't carry them like they some peons. You can't carry Soulja Boy like he a peon, because Soulja Boy really, like, he did do a lot of shit first, and he was in 2000. What year? What year we gonna take it back to? 2006. Like, that was a time that it was really young.
Yeah,
the dude was doing shit that most motherfuckers ain't even doing now. So, you know, like, that record, the records he was putting out, well, they weren't the best records, but they were records he was putting out.
Because you're hot don't mean you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Nelly was hot for a while.
True.
And they won't even.
But look though, the boy had a little. He had a couple songs, but he ain't Bow Wow.
Hey, look, but and
the
just because
ain't Bow Wow.
Just because you don't like him don't mean nobody else like him. Everybody got fans that they out there doing music.
But here's the thing. You have to do things on a, when I say someone's not good, that means that they're either not a lyricist, not to me. I'm speaking in general.
I'm talking about you don't like it, you speaking for yourself.
What I'm saying, I'm saying, we saying on lyricism, you can't just say, well, I like his lyric. No.
I ain't saying I like
his lyric. Go by.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying, though, but I'm saying everybody got to go by a standard. And by the standard, I don't see how he's an artist. Now, I do realize how people like him. I do realize that people like him, But what I'm saying is I don't see the skill that
you
like a beat or something, but the actual artist and what he's saying, I'm not understanding.
He's more or less like an entertainer.
And I think that goes back to what Mike was saying. Mike was saying you could be
hot, but
not good. You know what I mean? To me, Trinidad James is like, he was hot, but he's garbage.
Chief
Keef. You know what I'm saying? Chief Keef, hot, garbage.
When you say stuff like that, you got to be ready for, you know.
Yeah, for that backlash.
Yeah, backlash. When somebody say that about your music, you know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
As far as the artist, mm-hmm. if you say this person ain't hot, you gotta have tough skin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As an artist.
But I don't understand why you should care, because you have fans, so why do you give a fuck what I think? You see what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
You should be like,
because everybody got an opinion.
Right.
If everybody that's the way got an opinion.
That's not what I'm doing.
Everybody gotta be. You gotta have that tough skin to be an artist.
Right.
You ain't got it. You might as well just jump off the bridge, because you ain't gonna be able to do it.
Really, just like with TV, when you're on TV, you gotta be ready for the good and the bad.
And the young boy Soulja fucked around and did the same song three times. That make it clap, clap, clap.
He did.
The nigga did it three times.
No, he did.
Bow Wow said, "Man, what the fuck is you doing?"
Yeah.
He said. He said, "Yeah, I did this two times, but your songs are
And
brought French Montana out. Man, I can't stand that motherfucker, man. So, yeah, the Versus battle won't bow shit, but Bow Wow did take that shit. Soulja Boy is a fucking joke, but he did do his thing in his time. So.
But
he was worthy to be on the verses, yeah, man.
But other than music wise, Soulja Boy is a very smart man.
Smart.
He flipped a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So I will say he's smart. I just don't like the
his
rap.
Music.
Right.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
see
yeah,
what I'm saying? But the
yeah,
intelligence is definitely
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're gonna jump into our new music segment with Mike, cause he be sending me links. We got cause you know he back in the day. But he threw me one. He is 2021, Fino. So I gotta
let he threw you a what?
He threw me Big Poke, you know, Sensei. He said, Rook, check his out.
Motherfuckers don't know about Big Poke.
You know what I'm saying? He threw it to me.
That's Texas, boy.
Hey look, what you got for? What did you think about it?
Well, I loved it, man.
Okay.
It's more my speed than some of the new music.
All this
yeah,
new shit.
Yeah.
It's more my speed because it's straight Houston music.
Yeah.
Damn
most
right,
of the guest stars on it
yeah,
are from Houston. And his flow,
yeah,
music, if you're down south, listen to down south music, you'll enjoy it.
You'll yeah, enjoy Big Pokey.
Yeah,
man.
He has some nice tracks on there.
I mean, he had 13 tracks on pure Southern Go Get It music.
Yeah.
Shit.
From start to finish, it's jammed. I mean, this is just my personal opinion. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The standout tracks, he got Piped Up, I'm Back, Mind Made Up, Stand the Rain, I Swear to Tell the Truth, Richard Ready Made, that joint right there, jam. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Diamond in the Sky, featuring Chamillionaire, Killer Young, Kurt Cobain's, Lisa Lee.
And they ain't bring Chameleon that back out the
yeah,
bubble.
Yeah. And then he had Once Upon a Time, featuring Big Third and Chris Wolf. The joint jam.
My yeah, favorite one though was Get By with Devin the Dude.
Yeah, got Devin the Dude on there. He got Lil Kiki on
legendary
there.
Legendary
Slim
shit.
Thug.
Slim, I mean the joint jam.
Legendary Texas yeah, shit. Like
y'all
I think
know, some of the younger cats don't know he was on Paul Wall Sitting Sideways.
He was. Yeah.
That was him at the end of that song. Original member of the Screwed Up Click.
Yeah, S U C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we gonna end it off right here with this right here. We got two albums that's gonna that turn 25. And it's gonna turn 25.
Oh,
so
shit,
the first one is Reasonable Doubt, celebrating its 25 year anniversary Friday. Reasonable Doubt is the debut studio album by Jay-Z. It hit the street June the 25th, 1996 on Rockefeller Records and Priority Records. It was produced by DJ Premier, Ski, Nobody, and Clark Kent. And with guests, appearances by Memphis Bleek, Mary J. Blige, Jazz O, the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
And the singles, the first single was Dead President. Then he had Ain't No Nigga featuring Foxy Brown and Jazz O. Kite Knock the Hustle featuring Mary J. Blige. And my personal favorite, Feeling It. So, you know.
Feeling it!
You know, y'all got anything to say about that? Was that a class gap?
Man, you already know how I feel about it. I ain't even going to go in.
He gonna re-release it. You know what I'm saying? Because it came out. You know, it's coming
yeah,
back out.
I still got the
original.
I think that's why. I think that's why he took Dame Dash or the photographer, somebody to court.
Yeah,
he's trying to
court.
But it's
still. He said, "I still got the tape."
Yeah, we at. That's where we at with it, though, man.
Wait a minute, I got one more, and then we're gonna end it. It was written. Was released July 2nd, 1996. So its anniversary is coming up this week. And it was on Columbia Records. It was produced by the Trackmasters, DJ Premier, Live Squad, Dr. Dre, Havoc, Les, and Rashad Smith. Standout tracks for me, If I Rule the World. You know what I'm saying?
That's that shit.
That was
my job. I remember being at my grandma's house.
You know what I'm saying? That was the job. You know what I'm saying?
We did that on
she was like that.
Boy, real got a flashback.
Yeah, you know, you got the Black Girl Laws. You know what I'm saying? I Gave You Power. That's the one about the guns. You need to check that one out. The Message. Another standout track, Taking in Blood, but it was a classic album. You know what I'm saying?
About a while back, '96 was the best year for rap.
Yeah, we did.
Cause there's some more albums coming out, having their 25th anniversary. This
yeah,
year. Talking about later on that.
Yeah,
couple classics.
And yes, then we're gonna end it with this. I don't know if y'all heard this. You know what I'm saying? DJ K Slay. He got a new album.
Oh, I thought you about to say that nigga dead, boy.
Nah. DJ Khaled got a new album called Accolades. He got a new video with 110 MCs on it. It's called 110 Deep.
Shit, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? He had MCs from New York, Oakland, LA, The Chi, New Orleans, Philly. You know what I'm saying? B-Town, The D.
Take y'all and weekend.
And he got the old school and the new school. So y'all get a chance to check it out. So, is anybody else y'all want to say about the music tip?
Nah, man, that's it, man. You know what you tapped into, man.
Okay.
This is the Speaker's Lounge, man. We'll be back at you. ELWRP.
Whoop.
I do hope that,
Hey, you know what this is, man. We back. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino
and OG, man. Hey, look, well, I know who we got in the building, man, but I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce them, man. Like, let them know who we got in the building today.
We have the owner of Crown Pearls Boutique in the building.
In the building,
he is in the building.
I'm telling you, hold on. We got to break it in one more time. Who we got in the building again?
Miss Penn is in the building.
shout out,
Black Girl Magic is in the building.
Trying to tell you, a hustler is in the building.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Get It How You Live is in the building, man. You can't stop what's going on right now, man. We got Aisha Penn in the building, yes. Man, the owner of Crown Pearls Boutique. Can we get a round of applause for this young black sister doing her thing, man? You already know, man. What's going on today?
Nothing much, just here.
What brings you? Man, you know, hey, look. Glad to have you here, man. You know what I mean? We try to do black magic everything we doing. You see, we got a body in the back.
Yeah.
So you know she come with a whole lot of flavor. Yeah. Aisha, man, what you got going on, fam?
I just wanted to start up a boutique. I was tired as a plus size person trying to find clothes around here that would fit me, that was trendy, that I liked, versus having to go all the way to Greensboro, Danville, or other places. Okay. I wanted to do something different around here. So
those are the types of clothes you make plus size?
I do. So I do both straight and plus size clothes.
Definitely. Excuse me, wipe my head. Yeah, that's dope, man. That's a nice looking outfit you got right there. Yeah, I had no idea that you was going to be here like we was talking, man. I was like, man, who is that, man? What it was? Magna Vista alumni in the building. You know what I mean? Gotta shout out that one too. You know what I mean? Just the all around hustler. Glad to have you here with us, man. And you're doing all kinds of big things. That's crazy.
I'm trying.
You just you doing it, man. You doing it too. So yeah. Rook, what we got? What we got? What you got for?
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Aisha P?
I'm a mother of two. Okay. I am the CEO of Crown Pearls Boutique. Mm. I also am a nurse. So okay. A lot of people don't know I actually work as a nurse as well.
So. Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So you saving lives and dressing them. Right? Yeah.
Doing it all.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
And what is about, well, I believe you already just told us that. But how did you come up with the name Crown Pearls Boutique? Why did you name it that?
Well, I can get a little deep with that. Okay, so I'm going to try to just graze on the surface.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead, hit
the
surface.
So I chose crown because as queens, I feel like we always should wear our crown. You see those sayings all the time, sister fix my crown.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, as a queen, we wear a crown. So that's where I come up with the crown. The pearl piece of it, a lot of people don't realize where pearls come from. And so do y'all know where pearls come from?
Oysters and clams. Right.
They're from oysters. But what happens with the pearl is as parasites or anything that irritates the oyster gets inside of it, what it does is it releases a chemical to form the pearl. So as women, I applied that to women and I said, well, you know, as women, we go through struggles, we go through challenges, and in the end, we come out of something beautiful. So there's a lot of things that transpire. So I chose Crown Pearls, and I've been Crown and Pearls on Instagram for years. Okay. And that's just because I have always been a woman who've always believed in like dressing nice, wearing your pearls, wearing your crown. And so when I came up with my business, I started praying and just saying, what should I name it? And I came up with Crown Pearls.
That's dope. I like that, man. That's hella deep. Like you said, grades of service. You went deep in. Like that's fire.
I told you I could get deep. Yo, I was shining like
that. That's fire, man. You said you were a nurse too.
I am.
How was it for you during the pandemic, during Corona?
Yeah, that's all I can say is wow. There were times I wanted to give up because I am an ICU nurse. So I worked frontline. When everybody was fussing about their little money, I was mad because I was like, they ain't giving me no money. So I was upset. But it is, I tell people all the time, that's where you find your passionate. When you can do something, even when it's not ideal for you. I feel like that is when you know that's where your passion is. So I'm still a nurse. Even after COVID, I survived. Thankfully, I didn't catch it. So that was a blessing in itself.
That's a blessing, definitely.
Because I worked frontline in the rooms with those patients that were sick. So
the ICU, so you were seeing a lot of death also.
A lot of death. So that's what I tell people. Like, people don't even really realize, you know, as healthcare workers, what we went through. Like, on the outside, you were terrified, but imagine being inside those rooms and the terror that came with that.
Golly, man. So, yeah. I gotta take my hat off to you for that, man, because you know you help keep people alive and help, you know, take care of people during this crazy time that we had for a whole year, man. So hats off to you for that. Yeah, that's one of my questions. I gotta ask nurses that, like, yo, how was it for you during the corona? Like,
it was different. Nursing was different during the corona, I will say that.
Hey, what are some of the challenges of running your own business?
Woo. This first year has been challenging for me. There have been times when I said, I'm not going to do this no more. Ain't nobody wants me to buy my stuff. I'm going to give up. I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm just going to be honest. That's just what I was saying. Yeah. It's like people in Martinsville was not supporting me in the beginning.
Yes.
And so that kind of put me on the back burner. Should I be doing this? And I did it as a hobby, not so much to make money. Yeah. I just love shopping. So I figured, why not take
put something together.
And put it together to make it work for me.
Yeah.
So I would say one of the biggest challenges is just learning how to work everything, like doing my own marketing, learning to create my own website. Everything on my website I have designed, I have created. So it takes a lot of time. You have to put a lot of time into it.
Hands on with everything.
And a lot of mistakes. You make a lot of mistakes in the beginning. And that's with anything you're learning.
Yeah.
You're going to make mistakes and you learn from those mistakes.
So what advice would you give an up-and-coming entrepreneur?
I always say to entrepreneurs is always research. Like, do as much research as you can before you get started. Mm-hmm. Find people who do it. I mean, no, everybody's not going to be open to give you the information that you want. But there are people who are out there. I have friends that I have met through different marketing classes, different classes that I took. And these girls are in Texas. They're in Illinois. They're in Baltimore. And if it was anything I needed to ask, if it was something I needed to design, they knew the people that I needed to get in touch with to make it happen.
And they did. It was like your network.
So there was a network.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. So like you say, I think when entrepreneurs start a business, like that first year is hard because it's like that's trying to get your name out there.
Yeah.
That's trying to get people to see your vision and shit like that. So yeah, it's easy to get frustrated. But if you can stay down that year, it's gonna pick up. Like, it's eventually gonna pick up. Like, people be used to be like, yo, you still grinding? Yeah. You still? Because I think a lot of people be waiting for you to fail.
Like, I knew that was there. I knew that was
going to last 6 days.
They already the game.
Trust me. But yeah, man, so like if you can stay down for a whole year of starting a business, you know, you're gonna be straight. You eventually
it's not gonna
always be gravy after that either.
Yeah.
It's just you gotta have that love for it. So you got a love for clothes. Yeah. You say I'm pushing this shit, it is what it is.
I think it's just that one when you get that one experience, I tell people all the time, everybody can't know about your business from Facebook. So that's just unrealistic. Even if you got people that are sharing it, everybody's not going to know from Facebook. So you've got to figure out, how am I going to market this business and get it into the hands of people who will never see me on Facebook? So I think that makes a big difference, and a lot of people don't realize that.
That's definitely, you're right about that, man. Like, you got to be hands-on. You got to get in the streets. You got to go. Yeah. You got to step up in these parties or some shit. You know what I mean? Situations.
Yeah, you got to.
Like, you got to have your work on deck. Like, I'm with you. I tell you, it's harder than just... Putting it out there.
We
put it out there. See, I got this going on.
Don't worry, it's just going to be going on.
Hey,
look, because they can see it and be like, man, get that mess up.
I see
it on Facebook.
I see them doing that.
I ain't going to like it, though. I ain't going to tell them about it.
Folk be terrible, man.
Yeah. Hey, what style of fashion do you sell in your boutique?
This is one of my pieces. This is one of my spring pieces that I launched. It's just a bodysuit. So it's just an off-the-shoulder bodysuit. I kind of got it wrapped up because if not, it's going to fall off the mannequin. But I do sell sundresses. I sell dresses for church. I do sell crop tops. I sell waist beads. I sell bracelets, earrings. I sell a little bit of everything. Designer headbands.
Okay.
So I've got a little bit of everything going
on. Boutique for real. You understand me? She's stepping.
So where is your... Do you have a storefront?
I don't have a storefront. It's okay. Only online. So I do. Okay. My website is www.crayonpearls.com. Uh-huh. And I just do it strictly online. Locally, I do have where I will meet people if they want to try stuff on, if they want to see it. Okay. I always tell them just inbox me, and I'm open to meeting them for them to try it on.
Yeah.
Hopefully, look, I'm going to apply some pressure. I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to open my boutique. I've been dreaming about it. I keep seeing the vision. So it's coming. I don't know when, but it's
going to
happen.
You're going to. Going to?
My goal is to put it uptown. So
Black Wall Street, you said
Black Wall Street. Trying to tell you, man.
Okay, I like
it. I told Wayne, boy, you have to open these doors up, boy. I said, there's a whole lot of folk got shit going on.
Yeah, I do envision that.
That's our vision.
That all these storefronts and all these places around here is gonna have black businesses and small business. Not only black, but small businesses too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But all of them is going to be full with people's businesses.
But I'm going to say emphasis on black though, because we need to take that initiative of having our own shit and being proud of what the hell we've created. You know what I mean? And not depending on nobody else, because we ain't. Everybody in this room ain't none of us dependent on no white man.
Yeah.
None of us. Ain't none of us depended on them for nothing to, you know, as far as the independent businesses that we've created.
Right.
We ain't asking nobody for nothing. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I say an emphasis on black, because, you know, we gotta get it in our head. Like, we can do everything they do. They just ahead.
It's emphasis on black, but I was saying.
I understand what you're saying.
But I just want them to understand, though, there's a whole lot of black folks who ain't even trying to help us. I don't expect no fucking nobody. We try to take black this, black that. But at the end of the day, y'all ain't doing that. Y'all ain't helping out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna have to agree with him on that. Because we support who we want to support. I mean,
exactly.
And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like, I could know that you got what I need, but I'm not gonna come.
I don't rock with you.
I don't know somebody. You know, so I don't know. I've kind of opened my mind to that because I was guilty of it. I was knowing somebody who could do what I needed.
I'm still guilty of it. I will not shop with none of you people.
But then what I'm saying.
I ain't shopping.
That's why I'm trying right there. You can't get mad at the white folks because black folks, we ain't trying to help each other. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You can see somebody with something good going on, but you're going to be like, he used to hit my old lady.
Man, you stupid as hell.
She was my baby daddy. I ain't messing with her.
I remember she had this. She looked at me wrong.
He hit my cousin over there. He did it to my sister.
You remember I ain't like you when we was in high school. No.
Yeah,
you
grown
man, stop it.
I thought you didn't
see,
like me.
But white people don't care about that. They going on the bridge to them. That's gone. We got to be like that, too. We got to let stuff go.
Hey, Rook, you right, man.
We got to let stuff go and get this money. That's all the color they see.
I still ain't shopping with no bumpers. On top, you know what I mean?
He said, you still gonna keep doing you.
I'm telling you, you shopping no busters.
So what's your business, Alex? I know we got on track a little bit, but that's just looking female. That's us.
Yeah,
we all track.
We gonna get off and we'll bring back to it. Yeah, definitely, man. But you know, we didn't
try to have a good time. But what's your business hours? Because you say you do work another job. So what's your business hours?
I don't even know what I would say business. My website is always open 24/7.
Okay. There you go.
So it's always open. I work my business at any given time. So you may see it on Facebook, my little green light on.
Yeah.
Because I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Open.
Right, I'm open.
She open.
That don't mean in a bad way, but I mean, it's just that I have to work my business at all times. So I might work at any given time. So I work all the time.
Hey, look, that's funny she stated.
We be making it work. Hey, look, folks be making it work.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something to all y'all folks out there. If your green light on, I look at you like you.
You are.
You know, I'm looking at you like, okay, if I see your green light.
Hey, Rook gonna send 30 messages if he see that green light on.
If I see your green light on and I see your message and you don't reply back to me,
say nigga,
don't. You ain't, hey, look,
nah,
you,
but that green light gonna go off when you send that message.
Yeah, go there! I see the match! Look, that green light just went off. What you got? I see
Hey, Willie, go on.
So you get out there, it's gonna show that you all.
I said, look, motherfucker, says, shit.
Hey, motherfucker.
Oh,
damn. I didn't know that.
They can tell that you was just on.
I didn't know it disappeared.
But you, like he said,
I didn't see you.
Nigga, you
saved
my man.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cap out like that. I didn't know that you see the green light without it.
Damn.
Oh, God.
That green light real, man.
It's real. Because the dude sent it to me. He's like, I seen your green light on. That's why I sent you a message.
How does social media, like, you know, impact your business? And does it help? Does it hurt it? Do you find it as, like, a way of, yo, like, I'm really turning up? Like, or has it, like, this shit don't work?
Like, me, I'm just not consistent. I feel like I'm not consistent. Like, when you run a boutique and you're so... purpose of your business is to be online. You've got to be online. So you've got to be consistent. You've got to post all the time. You've got to show what you've got new. You've got to show sales. Mm-hmm. You've got to constantly be posting, and you've got to post on all platforms.
Yeah.
So you've got to be active everywhere. So just imagine.
And when you're a mother of two and you got a job, I ain't got time to do all that damn puzzle.
And let's not throw in, I'm in a master's program for nurses. So not only that, I'm going to school.
Yeah.
So it is not easy.
Plate is full. Your plate is full.
It's not easy. So I try to stay active as much as I can. Yeah. I try to do lives. I hadn't did a live in like 3 or 4 months until I announced my first year anniversary. So I hadn't did a live in God knows how long, just because I had been so busy.
Yeah,
so,
man. I mean, it's understandable, though. You know what I'm saying?
But that, see, the social media is what? Because that's all I really follow is business.
Right.
I seen you look. You said you had 1 year out of red. That's what I see. I said, why she going to do her 1 year anniversary? Then I sent y'all some messages, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't reply. I can send y'all some more messages, y'all didn't reply. Because I ain't want to send her no messages.
Right.
And then get on the show, and then we have some discrepancies.
So you think they didn't want me to be on the show?
I gotta think just because I want you on this show that they ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? Right. I gotta be more mindful of that. I'm thinking, this is a black business. I want her on the show. Now, I gotta think, is Fino all right with it? Is Sheree all right with it? I mean, no, but that's what a business, that's what I supposed to do.
Oh, got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody don't click with everybody, and I don't want no fakeness up here.
No, you know, I feel like
you know
when
what
it,
I'm saying? I don't want no fakeness.
When it comes to shit like it, we all like-minded when it comes to this right here.
Yeah.
You might have a different opinions about things. She might have a different opinion about things. I might got a difference in opinions about things, right?
Yeah.
But we're like-minded when it comes to this podcast.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
But what I was trying to say, I don't want to put nobody in no position where they got to fake the funk. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'll be trying to say.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? But the social media work. That's why I'm saying, that's why I seen you at, that's why I knew about your anniversary, and that's why you on this show. So your social media working. You know what I'm saying?
It's working. Damn right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I seen it. I said, I want her on the show. You know what I'm saying?
And I was like, I don't know about this. I don't know about, like, talking and getting, like, I let me tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
He will tell you that, because you know we know each other from high school, but he'll tell you, like, I have always been kind of shy and quiet, and then all of a sudden I broke out, and I was just like this butterfly, and I was just running around doing all this talking. I was like, I don't know about this, but like you said, it's a way to put your business out there. People that don't typically see you or see the people that you are connected with, that's how you advertise yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
And I like it that you got back to me. And you were like, well, you know what? No, I might do that. You know what I mean? She didn't say that. She was, you know.
Real stupid.
You know what I'm saying? But,
oh, God.
I just wanted to be lighthearted. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you. Yeah. I don't know you. I don't know you from Canada Bank. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, when I see a black woman, a black queen doing something. You jumped out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to support it.
And we're going to push that.
I can't waste stuff, but my wife probably can. You know, my niece.
Yeah. You got
my people. My mama. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell them. Go. You go over there to Walmart, you go over there to Crown Park Beach. Mm-hmm. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
True. That's not true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
So is there anything else? Y'all got to, sweetie, I know we went out of mouth. You supposed to have it. You got a question.
Well, I want to say, I appreciate you. I don't even, you know, I didn't know about your business.
Right.
But I'm looking. And this is what we need. Because I thought about it. Me and Brooke talked about it.
Yeah, right.
A plus size boutique.
Yes.
Because in my mind, I just don't understand how, there's no shade, but how can you be a plus size woman, sell clothing, but don't sell plus size clothing?
Right, yeah.
It don't.
Yeah.
And especially, and even just, I guess, African American business owners. We have a lot that do post to Facebook, and they have all these nice outfits, but they're in size 1, 2. Well, if you're in the black community, you know we're not a lot of us. There's more
yeah,
than two.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, so I appreciate you. Look, and I'm going to be on your website. I got thank it right you. Here.
I'm getting ready to post some new stuff. So my 1-year anniversary is coming up. It'll actually be the 3rd of July. But I'm actually going to celebrate it on the 10th of July. So July 10th. I'm going to up here to the bed and breakfast at One Starling right beside the YMCA. And from 5 to 8, I have decided I'm doing sundresses and mimosas.
Oh. Yeah.
So we're going to have sundresses. We're going to have all the free mimosas they want to drink. Look, I ain't going to drink in a minute, but I'm sure.
Yo,
it's
going to
be somebody that is going to probably be late on the bar.
Don't plug that. Let the people know what you're doing.
We're going to do the sundresses and mimosas. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have food. I am going to actually have a live, my first live in-person shopping experience. So the tickets are on sale on my website. They are $20. I only have 30 tickets, so I limited it to 30 because I have 20 VIPs that are coming. And these are people who have shopped with me, who have been dedicated to my business, who have supported me numerous times. And that's my way to say thank you to them.
That's dope.
So I'm looking forward to it.
And where you say this at again?
It's at the it's on One Starling Avenue, so it's at the One Starling Bed and Breakfast. It's actually just something new they've opened. It
hasn't because I haven't heard of it.
Been there a year. I went in to see it and I was like, this is it. Like, yeah. I wanted an indoor outdoor feel.
The presentation was there.
Right, they got the little pergola outside, so we're gonna do mimosas outside, a DJ, a photo backdrop.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so we just going to fix the inside up with the food and my clothes to sell. And I just hope that we have a good time.
That's what's up, man. You doing, and I think for you, you're doing it, you're not, because I don't think you're harder for no money. I think you're doing it for the hobby. Like, this is, yeah. Like you say, it's a hobby.
And that's what I tell you. Like, I guess I could have threw in the towel at any time. But I was like, you know what? You just doing this as like a little side job. It's not,
yeah.
I hope that one day it will blow up to be big. I follow some big boutiques. Out in like Houston and different places, and they are like doing major moves. Like, they are selling like millions of dollars a year.
Damn.
Yeah. So and these are black women. So like, I follow them just to see, you know, what is it that I need to change up. They do a lot of classes you can pay for, and unfortunately, yeah, they're expensive, but you get out of it what you put into it. So
it's gonna happen. So
that's dope.
Look, you're gonna be
the next one out there. Look, you know how you
treat. Don't fool with me on a Sunday. Yeah, my faith, yeah. My faith through the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it was great having you here, man.
Thank
for you to be able to, you know, let us know what you got going on, because like you say, not everybody's gonna know, but now a lot of people gonna know, man. So, you know, this is another piece of the groundwork. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
we can't wait to have you back. Anything else you got going on, you already know you're welcome back here with us anytime, man.
Okay, well, then when I be texting y'all, don't
hey, we're going to hit you right back, man.
We get right back. If we don't get right back, she going to get right back. You know what I'm saying? So well, we on it.
Thank y'all for having me here. Definitely. Giving me this opportunity.
Definitely. This is Aisha Penn, Crown Pearls Boutique. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And we out.
Thank y'all. Thank you, man.
Okay, all right. Well, we're gonna switch gears. Last night I got to go out. You know, I mean, my wife let me go out.
Hey, look, man. Hey, if you're in a relationship, nigga, you get a chance to go out, boy.
I asked her to go out. You know what I'm saying? It's a new spot in Marjorie and Henry County. It's called the Ground Floor.
Okay.
Right here on Main Street. You know what I'm saying?
What they doing there?
They got the coffee. You know what I'm saying? They got the coffee, you know, the ice, the hot, you know what I'm saying? So I was able to go out last night to a sip and speak. sip a little coffee, do a little poetry, you know what I'm saying? And I was able to catch the vibe in the city, you know what I'm saying? And we had some movers and shakers in there. We had Damn. Some artists in there. You know, it was hosted by Cameron HD. Shout out to him. Had some poets in there, Matt T. And, you know, just up-and-coming artists and different artists who doing their thing. You know, he had the whole Vibes Going Viral crew in there. That's his crew.
VGV.
Yeah, VGV.
Hey, man, shout out to Jonathan Gravely, man.
He was
just,
there.
He just talked about that last night, man. He just did a track.
Yeah.
And sent it to Shannon and shit. And I checked it out. I was like, yo, that shit all right right there, man. Yeah, shout out to VGV, man. They going Vibes Going Viral.
Yeah. So we're going to have them on the show because we're going to be doing that.
Oh,
soon
yeah.
as we get it together.
Yeah, we get the Speakers Lounge, the performances for Speakers Lounge and all that shit right. Yeah, we had them on here going crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I was able to meet, you know what I'm saying, a lady last night. And she was just letting me know that we're going to be having some changes. And she said she would like to be on the show. So, you know, just be looking out. We're going to have some future guests on here that, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be movers and shakers.
So you've been out here networking.
Yeah.
Connected and shit, connected with the folk. That's what I'm talking
what
about, man.
That's what we do. You know why? You know.
It trips me out because, like I said, this when we were talking to Sonny, man. Like, you can sleep on us, on us, on this city,
yeah.
all you fucking want to. Mm-hmm. We finna wake your ass up. And if you don't wake up, then that's just on you. We still gonna get to it and do what the hell we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's gonna be, man. But it's so much shit going on in our city. So much shit that we got to offer.
Yeah.
We got a lot of land. Like
we do.
Like,
and we got
I think businesses don't know that. We got so much land.
Yeah.
Where it'll make sense, man. People don't realize that land is an important part of your life.
Yes, yes. Like, yes. So yes. Shout out to Josh Blankers down at the ground floor. So we're gonna shift gears.
Scott, Scott.
And we're gonna get right into it and we're gonna ride high.
And looking low with Brooke. Hey, 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 hey. We riding high and looking low with Brooke. Bitch! Let's go. I ain't forget, nigga. I ain't forget.
No,
I ain't forget. Let's go.
He forget. And he riding with me today. You know what I'm saying? He right there on the side. He looking out his one. I'm looking out my one.
Kicking motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? We checking both ones.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch.
Hey. So, what I'm going to tell y'all, this is to all you truck drivers out there.
And you four-wheelers.
When you out there traveling, if you go 3 hours without stopping, you're doing yourself a disservice. Why? Because you need to get out and stretch your legs. That's how you get blood clots in your legs. If you're going to think you're going to ride 8 hours straight without stopping, don't do that. You're going to have to take care of your physical health out here, y'all. We ain't 20 no more. I'm 48. Can't do it. I can't do the same thing that I was doing 20 years ago. We cannot do it. And another reason why you need to stop, because you're going to have to get out there and check them tires. Hey, it's going to be hot this week. They already said it's going to be 95 to 100 all next week. You're going to need to get out there and check them tires, man. Make sure they is not busted. They're not flat. Do all that. Do that pre-trip inspection. I know I'm on y'all about
it. PTI.
I'm on y'all about that because this is very important.
You told them about that this season.
And you got, because you got to stay on top of it.
You did.
If you ain't checking your truck, that's where your money going to be made.
Damn right.
If your truck ain't running, you ain't making no money.
You ain't making no money. Damn
you, right. If that thing ain't, hey, check your antifreeze, check your coolant, all that. You going to have to check it.
Yeah, so people just thinking driving the truck, you going to get this CDL license. Nigga, I'm about to get rich and go get me a CDL and drive trucks. Shit.
It don't work like that.
It don't work like that. You got to maintain,
you gotta maintain
your damn money.
Yeah.
You got to maintain your truck because that's your money. You got to maintain. If you don't maintain that shit, your ass out.
And you got to maintain your health because if you ain't healthy, you can't drive that truck.
You're right. You can't sit down for hours.
No, man. And look, and another, this is the last thing we're going to shift gears. You got to be mentally prepared to drive that truck.
Yeah.
You know, you got you. I be thinking about it like tonight. I'm already getting my mind right to be able to drive tomorrow. Because if your mind ain't in it, you're going to tear something up out there. You will. You
tear some shit down, ain't your
I mean, that's real, man. You can't
go kill somebody.
You got to be in it. You got to have the right mind state to drive from here to Miami, Florida.
Fuck, that's 12 hours.
To drive to New York City. It's different interchanges in there. It ain't going to be no straight road. Mm-mm. Interchanges is like 81 to 78. If you going to New York City, you don't want to go up 95. You know why? It's shorter to go up 95, but you gonna have to pay tolls going up 95, and the traffic gonna be worse.
Damn.
But if you go up 81, then the next road you're gonna want to hit is 78. That'll take you right into New York City. 78 will connect you to 95. You know what I'm saying? Then you'll run right into the George Washington Bridge. So, you know, to all you drivers out there, make sure you got your mind right.
Yeah, man, get your shit straight.
And that was
riding high and looking low with Rook. Hey, 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 hey. We riding high and looking low with Rook. Hey. Hey, bitch.
We're going to shift
and
right.
And we're moving on. Moving on.
We're going to move on. We're going to get right into some everyday ish with Fino.
Some everyday shit with me. Thank you for breaking it in like that. Really brought it in like that. Yeah. I wasn't expecting you to bring that in. I thought we were going to do something else first. But yeah, I'm ready for this.
Yeah, I know you.
Everyday shit with me, man. It's just, man, don't. Everybody don't deserve your time, my G. Everybody don't deserve time. Everybody don't deserve your damn attention. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to give people what the hell they give you and not worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, you understand why shit ain't like that with other people and shit, because it's just not like that. Don't stress on that shit, man, because, you know, people don't realize, man, if you a spiritual person, man, you got to know that God going to... He gonna do some things that's going you ain't gonna understand at the time why, like, damn, why I can't get connected with these people? Why these people don't like me? Why these people ain't rocking with me? It might not even be you. That's just how it's divine intervention set up for you, for not to be fucking with these people. God be saving us from people. You think that it's hurting you, but really helping you. You gotta be able to see that. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta be able to tell from, like, what's helping you and what's hurting you. So, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't start wising up and getting, like, start thinking this shit really like this until I got older. And I turned, like, 36 this year. Last year, 35.
Yeah.
But it's like, everybody don't deserve my time. Everybody don't deserve your time. Everybody don't deserve Rook time, Sheree time.
Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? It's like, you got to start looking at yourself as a person that really is. Like, it always go back to the same shit. Somebody, you respect yourself that much.
Yeah.
You got to make these other folk respect that shit too, man. And just know that some shit is going to be for you. What's for you is going to be for you. Yeah. The bullshit that ain't for you is going to be kept away from you. Believe that shit. But if it's some bullshit, it's probably meant for you. Yeah. But more so that, man, just don't give everybody your time. Everybody ain't worth that shit, man, for real. You don't know if anybody got ulterior motives, or they really there to help you, or it's going to be a hindrance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's some everyday-ish.
I want to add on to that just a little bit, you know.
Okay.
That's when you hear that little bit of inner voice talking to you.
That's God, G. It's your subconscious. It's God, my nigga.
Yeah. He going to tell you the moves to make. You'd be like, man, is that God talking to me? Before things happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before, like, man, he was telling me I should go over here. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't connect it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? God will tell you what you need to do next. You just got to listen to him.
And you ain't got to go to a church house to get your word from God, man. You ain't got to go inside the church house to go get no word from God. God going to talk to you. You think that you got to get on your knees to pray to God for him to talk to you, or him to listen to you? No, man, because he already know what's real and what's... You know what? Let's not even go into that deep. Yeah. But it's the truth, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Your subconscious is God talking to you.
Yeah.
And what it is, man. And that's some everyday shit with Fino the G.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You.
What we got? Black facts?
Black facts?
Black facts, y'all.
Black facts, y'all.
It's black. Bliggity black facts, y'all. It's black facts, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's black bliggity black, but black facts, y'all. Hey, look, I'm going to kick it off right quick, man. Okay. My black facts for the day is Toni Morrison. You understand me?
I heard of her.
I'm going to run it down to y'all right now. Okay. If you're not familiar with Toni Morrison. Her name is Chloe Anthony Wofford Morrison. Ooh. Born Chloe Ardelia Wofford, February 18th, 1931. And she died just recently, man, August the 5th, 2019. She was an American novelist, essayist, book editor, and college professor. Her first novel, The Bluest Eye, was published in 1970. The critically acclaimed Song of Solomon, 1977, brought her national attention and won the National Books Critic Circle Award. In 1988, Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize for Beloved, 1987. That gained worldwide recognition, and she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in Literature in 1993. Born and raised in Lorain, Ohio, Morrison graduated from Howard University in 1953 with a BA in English. In 1955, she earned a master's degree in American literature from Cornell University. You see, this sister real hella educated. Yes. In 1957, she returned to Howard University, was married and had two children before divorcing in 1964. In the late 60s, she became the first black female editor in fiction at Random House in New York City. In the 70s and 80s, she developed her own reputation as an author and perhaps most celebrated her work for Beloved, which was made into a 1998 film. Her works were praised for addressing her harsh consequences of racism in the United States. So, if you didn't know too much about Toni Morrison, man, make sure you go do your homework. But I just gave you a little piece right there. We salute you, sister. God bless the dead.
And my black fact is T-Bone Walker. T-Bone Walker was one of the greatest musicians of the 20th century. He was a blues guitar singer and songwriter. He proved that a guitar could be used as a legitimate solo instrument. Walker was born Aaron Thibodeau Walker, May 28, 1990, in Linden, Texas. Some of his hits was The T-Bone Shuffle, Mean Old World, and Stormy Monday, but two did just as bad.
That's the name of the song.
That's hard. And B.B. King said Stormy Monday was the reason he picked up the guitar.
Wow.
Walker died in 1975 and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1980 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. Rolling Stone magazine ranked him the number 67th on their list of 100 greatest guitars of all time. And that was T-Bone Walker.
T-Bone Walker.
Yeah, and that was Black Facts, y'all.
Them Black Facts, y'all. Them Black... Black facts, y'all. It's like that, y'all. The Black Facts, y'all. The Black bliggity black, but Black Facts, y'all. Come on, man.
And that was...
Everyday Life with Rookie.
Fino.
Let's go.
Ah! I love it.
Well, I love it.